Hi, my name is Tiffany and I am an addict. All y'all just start coming up in here. And I had my plan all together. When I came in, we had a bunch of empty chairs, and I said, you know what, this is going to be a good ride. It's going to be 6 o'clock. Nobody going to be made of here by the time they're going to be registering, you know, all that good stuff I told myself. And everybody said, not with that topic you got. They going to come up in here, right? Resistance to change, right? You know, I've been going back and forth and back and forth, and just recently, the last week or so, I've been telling myself that that doesn't even apply to me. I don't even understand how I even get a topic like this, right? But you know what? I'm gonna start from the ground a little bit here, right? I am a New Orleanian. I got here with, you know, by way of Hurricane Katrina, and so let me be real clear. I'm a survivor of Hurricane Katrina. I'm a survivor of domestic violence. Now I say that it's good. You know, y'all clap. Yeah. I just want to make it real, real clear that I have surviving down to a science. Living is what I have a problem with. I do not know how to live on a day-to-day basis. That is why I come to Narcotics Anonymous. Now, just to go back a little bit, right, I would hear people say that they was an addict before they ever picked up a drug. And that also didn't apply to me until a few weeks ago after I got the topic. Right? So I said to myself, I was like, you know, while I'm trying to tell myself that, I could nail this. This ain't no problem. And then real life started to happen. And everything I need to be able to stand up here in front of y'all to be able to deliver the message has pretty much occurred. Okay, so the other thing that I couldn't identify before coming to Narcotics Anonymous. I was a little kid. I would go to Narcotics Anonymous meetings with my mother. And I would always say, when everybody would stand up and get their key tags and all this stuff, I would say, why you can't do what them people do? Right? Because all I knew was my mother would leave me on Friday and she'll be back by Thursday. And all during that time, I was a mommy to her kids. So I identified with my mother. This is why I'm so glad that it's not about the drug. It's about the disease of addiction. Because what it taught me was, when she would smoke weed, she'll be happy. You know, real giddy, real cool. You know, the mama gotta go out there, get me, girl. You know, everything real cool, everything real, real cool. But when she smoked crack, she disappeared. So I identified with, well, crack is the problem, and weed is okay. Now, mind you, I was a good girl. Think about you when I think I was a good girl. I was in sports. I did all this good stuff, but I was crying out for somebody to pay attention to what I could do instead of always telling me, be like the furniture, sit down and don't move and all this other stuff. But I wanted somebody to notice the accomplishments that I was making. And of course, they could not pay attention to the accomplishments that I was making. Because if I wanted to run track, my brothers and sisters had to run track too, so that they could be able to, because I had to watch them. You know, life for me was not my life. You know, and what it taught me was, and here's where the problem come in after being here. Y'all want me to take care of myself. I don't know how to take care of myself. In my mind, taking care of myself is making sure that everyone else around me is okay. And in my efforts of making sure that everyone else around me is okay, I'm always at the bottom of the list. And I'm still, this is how I have to make a connection. I always wanted everybody to pay attention to my accomplishments as a child. And everything I did, crying out to say, look at me and look at what I can do. Well, now I'm on the adult side and I'm still crying out for that same attention. Right? Look at what I can do. You know, love me. you know, pay attention to me. And this was the killer part, right? I was also thinking with that I was in the attic and I never had none of those tendencies until I got here, right? I was also thinking that the need to be needed is a terrible disease of mine, too. Like, I need you to need me. And if you don't need me, then we have a problem. Right? And then I found out here, y'all told me that was pretty much codependency. Right? And see, the thing about a love about Narcotics Anonymous is they always told me, girl, something is the matter with you. And then I said, I sit by myself and said, girl, something is the matter with you. And so then I came in here and y'all told me what was the matter with me. Because, see, I don't know about normal people and all that other stuff. All I know is, it's one thing to be crazy and not know you're crazy. But it's another thing to be crazy and know you're crazy because then you can do something about it. Right? So, because if I'm crazy and I don't know I'm crazy and all y'all know I'm crazy and all y'all talking about me and then she's just crazy. So when she comes, she's crazy. But because I know something is not right, I'm getting the tools to work with what's not right so that the world don't have to know that something's not right. You know what I'm saying? I come here and let y'all know and y'all tell me, you know what, I thought that too. And all I wanted somebody to do is just say, I also been through, I also thought that, because sometimes if you just knew what I was thinking, you would walk right up to me and punch me in my mouth. If you just knew what I was thinking. And I can't turn it off. Sometimes I'll be saying, I wish you'd take a commercial break, but it don't take a commercial break, right? You know, so I, and it's another thing I had to identify with, right? Like, I always wanted to be in love. You know, I sometimes struggle with my children believing in princessy fairy tale stuff. Sometimes I struggle with that because I've always was waiting for Prince Charming to come up on the white horse and swoop me, Snow White, and we be good, right? But Prince Charming has not came yet. And I have gotten to a point where he ain't coming. He ain't coming. Because it's a script. He ain't coming. So, you know, and then in my mind, I've always wanted things to kind of align a certain kind of way. So it has to be perfect. And because I've always been striving for perfection, it's how I end up in Narcotics Anonymous. Because I'm never going to be perfect. And some days I can't accept that I'm not going to be perfect. Those are the days you see me off the chain. Because the more I try to control, I become out of control. And then nobody wants to be bothered with an out of control person, let alone an out of control addict. It don't go together, right? There's so many things that, you know, I was thinking. Now, here's the other thing. In that journey to try to find the love and all this other stuff, right? So I made a decision, you know, when I was real young and my mother would always leave, I identified with her with, it's the crack. It's the crack. It's got to be the crack. Right? So I said, I'm going to have 10 children so I never, ever have to be alone. That was, you better watch what you say. Right? Because in that journey, I have 6. And I got tired and I stopped. I can't drive it. No. If it wasn't for Narcotics Anonymous, I don't think I would have ever figured out that just was not it. I was on a career path of having children and hadn't pride myself on having children. I'll tell you how sick it is. I say, my children are beautiful. They look like, you can't, yeah. So I had embraced myself on, yeah, I bet you I have a beautiful baby. I give you a beautiful baby and all this other craziness, right? So now I'm 6 babies in now. And here I am, just 6 babies in. Right? You know, but on the journey, You know, somewhere in my journey to get these 10 children so that I would never be alone, and I always see myself on a rocking chair on the porch, and the children running around, and the grandchildren, and they come by my house every Sunday. I bake a cake. We eat. I mean, I had it going on, right? But I only had one rocking chair. I never anticipated having a grandfather rocking in the rocking chair with me. And nobody ever fit the script anyway that I wrote, that they had no idea was written. So they dare couldn't follow the script because they didn't know what the script entailed. Because in my mind, and then when I came up here, let me get real gutter right now. When I came up in here and I seen all y'all all cute, y'all up in here now with y'all dressed alike selves, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wives, y'all clean together and all that good stuff. So I say, I'm gonna get me one and we gonna be clean together, celebrating together. We need to try to make sure our clean time around the same time and all that good stuff. I'ma share his anniversary, gonna share mine. What, child? So I said, let me tell you how, look, real, because I always have to have the upper hand because I always need to be in control, right? So I had 90 days and he had 30 days. So I said, I'm not getting nobody that got more time than me because I don't want him to know more than I know. So I decided, come on, boo, you can go with me. And I'm going to teach you how to stay clean with my 90 days. And then y'all saying, I'm getting a relationship in your first year. So they don't know me. I'm going to write the pamphlet on how you can be successful in a relationship in your first year. I'm going to write that IP, right? And I tell you, here was the thing, right? We weren't even in that joint a month good. So this sucker was like, I messed up. So I was like, what? So here I go. Because I'm supposed to be so understanding because I got more clean time and we are added. And added go use and all the stuff I heard. It's surprising if the added don't use. It ain't surprising if you use all this right. But baby, just get back on the horse and try it again. I love you. I'm going to be with you. You, my boo. So I called my sponsor and said, oh girl, let me tell you what happened. Like, she told me, make a decision. And don't straddle the fence. Either in or out. She didn't tell me, you can't be with him because he's using, Well, guess what? I said, I'm in it to win it. And we're going to take this boat all the way to the island. And he left me stranded on the island. And look, and people would say, and that's the thing about North Carolina, I'm so glad that people would share. People would say, you know what, don't beat him up, don't share this in a meeting, don't share that in a meeting. But let me tell you something. I was mindful of what I shared about him in the meeting because, one, I did love him. I still do love him. I have two babies with him. Two, one day, I pray he's going to be in here, and I don't want to make him look bad before he get here. Right? So I'm real careful about what I say, and you know, because every addict deserves a shot at this. I don't care what the issue is. I don't care what you got going on. Every addict deserves this blessing because this is truly a blessing. That if you don't know it's a blessing, get to step in so you can find out just how much of a blessing this is. Because guess what? I don't care what people do. They do their own thing. But let me tell you something. I could go find a fellowship anywhere. Mm-hmm. I could go be a part of anywhere because all my life I've been surviving. I just told y'all that. If y'all would, we the Indians, I could woo with you. Whatever you want. I can fit in, okay? I can fit in. I can make you believe I speak that language and I don't know what you're talking about. Well, all you got to say is, where is that? And I know we got to go get it. Okay? So, but here, in Narcotics Anonymous. This is a 12-step program. Newcomer, there is no use in being in a 12-step program and not be working the steps. All that, I don't trust no women, I don't want no man in my business, all that. Remember where you came from? And take a hard look at how you got here. People always been in your business. You just was too oblivious to know that anybody was in your business. So now that you're here and you're clean, you got so much business. No, because that's what the disease want me to believe. So that it could keep me separated from everybody else. And so it can try to hold me hostage without even using a drink or a drug. Now you want to talk about misery. That is a miserable place to be in pain and not be able to use to it because I made a decision that I'm not going to use a drink or a drug. Let me be real clear about that. I came in this junk 100 pounds lighter. Now I'm swole. Real swole. But guess what? It's going to come up on for me. Because I have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired before I do something different. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for this program. This is the best. Let me be real clear. This is the best thing that has ever happened in my life. It is shaping me and molding me into the woman that I have been purposed here for, and I'm not no longer twirling around in the dark. Whenever I go to a dark place, trust me, I have chosen to be there. Because Narcotics Anonymous has given me a choice that I never, ever, ever, ever have to live in misery ever, ever again. Thanks for letting me share.